This is the Music History Today podcast for April 4th. On today's show, Jay-Z and Beyonce get married, Keith Richards invents a rock myth, Elvis makes television history, and the event that inspired Pride in the Name of Love takes place. First up, though, on this date in 1960, RCA Victor started releasing all of their 45 RPM singles in both mono and stereo form. In 1964, the Trash Men lost a copyright infringement lawsuit to Beachwood Music for copying parts of the Rivington song Papa O'Mau Mau for their song Surfin' Bird. Also in 1964, the Beatles became the first artists to hold the top five spots on Billboard singles chart. In 1968, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated in Memphis, Tennessee. That event went on to inspire many songs like U2's Pride in the Name of Love. In 1969, the TV variety show The Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour, starring musicians and comedians Tom and Dick Smothers, was canceled. In 1973, the Elvis Aloha from Hawaii concert became the first concert to be telecast worldwide. In 1992, the Beastie Boys performed with their own instruments on stage for the first time since their debut album. They started out as a punk rock band before switching over to rap music in the 1980s. In 2007, Keith Richards told a reporter that he snorted his father's ashes. He later said that it was a joke, but it's since become an urban myth. In 2008, the Rolling Stones concert documentary movie Shine a Light premiered. Also on that same day, Beyonce married Jay-Z. In 2014, Richard Marx divorced singer Cynthia Rhodes of Animotion after 25 years of marriage. In 2017, a Pepsi commercial starring Kendall Jenner and featuring the Skip Marley song Lions debuted on the internet. It was taken down the next day after people thought that the commercial about ending social justice protests with a can of Pepsi didn't take social justice protests seriously enough. Go figure. And in 2023, the song Heart on My Sleeve was released on the internet, becoming the first AI-generated song using the voices of Drake and The Weeknd to get released onto Spotify and other streaming services. After much outcrying, that song was actually taken down from Spotify and other streaming services within about a day or two. In classical music, in 1859, the opera Dinora premiered. In 1929, the operetta The New Moon opened in London, England. And in 1957, the Tenth Symphony from Haider Villa-Lobos premiered. In theater in 1940, Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart premiered their musical Higher and Higher on Broadway. In 1940, the Johnny Mercer and Hoagy Carmichael musical Walk with Music opened on Broadway. And in 1971, Stephen Sondheim's musical Follies premiered on Broadway. In award ceremonies that were held on April 4th in 1981, Great Britain won the Eurovision Song Contest. And in 2009, Run DMC, Metallica, Jeff Beck, and Bobby Womack were among the artists who were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Albums that were released on April 4th include in 1960 when the Kingston Trio released Sold Out. In 1972, ZZ Top released Rio Grande Mud. In 1978, Carly Simon released Boys in the Trees. In 1983, the Cocteau Twins released their EP Peppermint Pig. In 1987, Randy Travis released Always and Forever. In 1994, Rodan released Rusty. In 1995, Radiohead released The Bends. The Band released Live at Watkins Glen. Black Sabbath released Cross Purposes Live. And Duran Duran released Thank You. In 1997, INXS released Elegantly Wasted. In 1999, Creator released Voices of Transgression, a 90s retrospective. In 2000, Procol Harum released BBC Live in Concert, and Lou Reed released Ecstasy. In 2005, Mariah Carey released The Emancipation of Mimi. In 2006, Grand Funk Railroad released their Greatest Hits album. In 2014, the Goo Goo Dolls released the EP The Warner Sound Sessions. And in 2015, 10,000 Maniacs released Twice Told Tales. Singles that were released on April 4th include in 1966 when The Circle released Red Rubber Ball, The Marvelettes released You're the One, and Neil Diamond released Solitary Man. In 1968, Martha Reeves and the Vandellas did a twofer. They released I Promise to Wait My Love and Forget Me Not. In 1972, Elvis Presley released an American Trilogy. In 1989, Guns N' Roses released Patience. In 1994, Pearl Jam released Animal and Sheryl Crow released All I Wanna Do. In 2011, Blake Shelton released Honeybee. In 2016, Jonah Marais did a threefer, not a twofer. He released Heartbreak Weather, Take You Home Tonight, and Kissing on the Moon. In 2018, Cardi B and Migos released Drip, and in 2019, Blackpink released Kill This Love. Before we go any further, we'd like to tell you that there is now a Music History in Depth podcast where we go more in depth on a few of the events that happen in music history for that particular week. The Music History in Depth podcast runs every Tuesday on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts from, as does our Music Halls of Fame podcast, which talks about a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame along with other Music Halls of Fame, museums, and walks of fame. The Music Halls of Fame podcast drops every Thursday and can also be found on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, back to this podcast. Artists who were born on April 4th include blues icon Muddy Waters, music mogul extraordinaire Mr. Clive Davis, trumpet player Hugh Masekela, singer and actress Jamie Lynn Spears, singer Jill Scott, entertainer Todrick Hall, Dave Hill of Slade, Pick Withers of Dire Straits, Barry Oakley Sr. of the Allman Brothers Band, Reg Isidore of Robin Trower's Band, blues guitarist Gary Moore of Thin Lizzy, David Roback of Mazzy Star, Andre Dalrymple of Soul for Real, Nigel Preston of The Cult, also Craig Adams of The Cult, Mike Starr of Alice in Chains, Josh Todd of Buckcherry, singer Major Lance, Adam Dutkiewicz of Killswitch Engage, singer and actress Frances Langford, musician Scott H. Burum, singer Lori Beachman, singer Miranda Lee Richards, singer Jesse Balin, singer J.J. Appleton, singer Kelly Price, Magnus Svenningsson of The Cardigans, Steve Gatlin of the Gatlin Brothers Band, Pip Pyle of Gong, singer Chris Jensen, country music singer Nora Wilson, songwriter Sharon Sheely, singer and actor Michael Parks, singer and YouTuber Ricky Dillon, singer Hayden Summerall, singer Austin Mahone, rapper Young Blue, rapper Abracadabra, singer Yamaguchi Mako, rapper Lil Peege, and James Bond themes composer Monty Norman. Artists who unfortunately passed away on April 4th include composer Davis Mell, who passed away in 1662 at the age of 57. Composer Friedrich Fleischer passed away in 1662 at the age of 84. Conductor and composer Joseph Sucher passed away in 1908 at the age of 64. Composer George Chadwick passed away in 1931 at the age of 76. Composer Braulio Colon passed away in 1934 at the age of 80. Composer Raul Lapara passed away in 1943 at the age of 66. Jazz pianist Tiny Parham passed away in 1943 at the age of 43. Composer Carol Weiss passed away in 1944 at the age of 82. Violinist Misha Elman passed away in 1967 at the age of 76. Music publisher and lyricist Al Lewis passed away in 1967 at the age of 65. Composer Stefan Wolf passed away in 1972 at the age of 69. Composer Geno Zador passed away in 1977 at the age of 82. Composer Gino Contilli passed away in 1978 at the age of 70. Country music singer Red Sovin passed away from a heart attack while driving and then crashing his car in 1980 at the age of 62. Composer Svetlan Svetanov passed away in 1982 at the age of 50. Pianist Ludwig Steele passed away in 1988 at the age of 86. Singer and writer Cy Kramer passed away from cancer in 1992 at the age of 59. Cellist and composer Arthur Russell passed away from AIDS in 1992 at the age of 40. Composer Rodolfo Holzman passed away in 1992 at the age of 81. Composer Bep Nevin passed away in 1993 at the age of 84. Singer and actress Ginny Sims passed away in 1994 at the age of 78. Songwriter Larry Laprise passed away in 1996 at the age of 83. Composer Paul Cooper passed away in 1996 at the age of 69. Cajun music accordionist Aldous Roger of the group The Lafayette Playboys passed away in 1999 at the age of 84. Drummer Scott Columbus of the group Man O' War passed away in 2011 at the age of 55. Singer Carlo Mastrangelo of Dion and the Belmonts passed away in 2016 at the age of 78. Vocalist Dottie Schwartz of the group The Cordettes passed away in 2016 at the age of 89. Singer-songwriter Alberto Cortez passed away in 2019 at the age of 79. Session guitarist Joe Messina of Motown's famous Funk Brothers house band passed away in 2022 at the age of 93. And keyboardist Vivian Trimble of the bands Luscious Jackson and also Dusty Trails passed away from cancer in 2023 at the age of 59. Next on the Music History Today podcast, it is April 5th when in 1994, Kurt Cobain of Nirvana committed suicide at the age of 27, and in 2002, fellow grunge music great Lane Staley of Alice in Chains passed away from a drug overdose at the age of 34.